This is a committee of the whole meeting, July 16th, 2012.
We call a committee of the whole order at 7:28. Roll call.
Trustee Clemens.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Sandwell.
Here.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Present.
Trustee Tripon.
Present.
Trustee Wyszynski.
Present.
And just like to remind everybody that we have had a request that the whole board use your outside voices so that everybody is in here. Yell at us when you can't hear us.
What?
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll keep trying. Item 2.1, approval of the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting of July 2nd, 2012. Motion by Tripon, second by Sandoval. Questions or comments? Roll call.
Trustee Newby?
Aye.
Trustee Sandoval?
Yes.
Trustee Simoncelli?
Yes.
Trustee Tripon?
Yes.
Trustee Wyszynski?
Yes.
Trustee Clemens.
Aye.
Motion carries. Public comments tonight? We will take comments during the park discussion as well. An open process on this. Okay. We'll go on to community development update.
Yes, we just have a couple of very quick things on community development. Mark, one of the first things we want to talk about is that we are waiting for the IPS
Well, the deal-making conference is upcoming October 3rd and 4th, and we're waiting for Lake County Partners information. Last year, we partnered with them to reduce the expenses, but they haven't provided us any information yet. So my understanding is they're planning to do it, but we don't know for sure yet. As soon as that comes in, as soon as I receive it, obviously we'll need to discuss it and determine if we stick with the Lake County Partners or do our own move again.
I think we should do it again.
I think it's
And the second item that we have on just the update would be the update that we've done.
Yeah, we've that was done some time ago, both engineering and myself. There's interest actually in McDonald's franchise west of the Chase Bank, that bank is property, west of Fairfield at 134. They're working out franchisees issues, so they really believe it's an area that is appropriate for that use, and obviously that would bring a significant amount of added tax revenue as well as some additional property tax. So it'd be a good thing, but they're working out their internal issues, and hopefully that'd be something we'll be talking about as far as development in the near future. So,
are there any village obstacles for them?
Not right now. We know that we looked at stormwater, correct me if I'm wrong, Kurt, but we've got a plenty of room for that and the way the subdivision was developed. They haven't given us a full plan yet, so I don't know if there's any parking obstacles or setback issues with respect to our zoning code, but they're aware of the requirements, and they didn't indicate that there was any issues. I know signage is one issue that they're getting on to. We may have some opportunities to work the new ARC code as far as drainages go, but again, we don't have any specifics, so. But they are aware of everything. We went soup to nuts, gave them all the documentation requirements to get that done.
Have they requested any of the
others? No. No discussion of that at all.
Well, in the past, there was a back area also that had another business that wanted to go in there, but then they wanted to do it with two businesses that were in the one. And they looked like they were very good at potentially meeting all the needs, the criteria, the setbacks, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, Fresh Parking was the one that was interested in a little further west, but they couldn't expand at this time, so that never came to fruition. That was a couple of years ago.
Okay.
business.
Well, you know, where you see McDonald's, people come.
Do we have any other things that we're interested in looking into to help promote the community?
Oh, that would be so sweet. Things are just so quiet out there right now.
Any contacts that we can keep up with, anybody that we think may be interested in the future of all films? Yeah, thank you. And to Public Works.
Round Lake Park District has
shown interest in partnering with the village to develop a park on the property. Part of the comment was the Huebner Park with the channel issue, that some of their original thoughts of what it was going to be usable for aren't so feasible. So possibly there would be some areas for fishing piers for children and something on the lakefront portion for the canoeing, kayaking, training type things. My thoughts are we don't have a good idea of what the topographic of the site looks like. We walk through there. We know there's some areas that hold water. We've got some junk out there that needs to be cleaned up. That's part of the goal of the public works clearing, a 6 to 8 foot area along the existing makeshift trail that's out there to get access to clean up that junk and get it all away. We've got a lot of dead wood down in the area and some other box elder trees and things leaning over that. The goal is to get some of that cleaned up so we can see what we have. I have also thrown out the idea that if we get enough cleared out where we could walk through the site. I own a land surveying business and suggested that maybe we can get Cub Scouts or Boy Scouts out there with one of my robotic instruments, teach the scouts a few of the data collector codes and how to push buttons and take some shots to do a program with them. We can download that to a plot and maybe let them do some quick contours and planning, let them come up with some ideas, as well as the residents in the area. We're a ways away from being able to do that with clearing underbrush and stuff, but that's kind of the goal that we set for ourselves. The initial thought is we go in there in about 5 or 6 days and clear everything out, and we can see everything, and then as you walk through the site, you go, wow, this is a lot bigger and a lot thicker than what it looks like from the road. So those are the preliminary thoughts. The park district did have a concept plan drawn up that showed the fishing piers and things similar to what the Huebner Park showed. Quick look at it after having walked the site. I think some of the locations, based on what I saw with wetlands and access to the channel at this point, probably aren't really feasible. That's why my thought is if we get at least a rough topo through there so we've got a better idea of what to look for planning. One of my thoughts is we've got an area that holds water. Maybe that's an area we can dredge a little bit and compensate for improving a channel frontage area that's a little bit lower. Create a little pond area that the kids would fish from, more protected from the waterfront for the smaller kids. Again, just concept ideas we're throwing out there. We do want input from the people in the area on what your concerns are and thoughts on what concepts you might have for the area as well.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm assuming that everyone received the letter from Mark that explains, you know, about this meeting invite. One of the things that it did mention, though, is that wasn't part of the condition of the donation that we had to build a park, right? That's right. We had to work with the donation
for the use of the residents.
So that's why we're
there. Is a reverter clause in that donation agreement if we don't, within the time frame, develop a park.
But it doesn't have to be a playground type of a park. It can be a natural park or a park where you can sit in a third nature with some benches and stuff. It doesn't have to have swings and slides. The future park's going to have that.
Right.
And the other thing I want to say is that you still have that mud issue. You know, you're talking about a fishing pier and all that. That issue is not only by Washington. It goes all the way out to the lake.
One of the best parcels is the private park for the Beverly Smiths, labeled parcel 4 on the survey out at the Far East.
Yeah.
That's some of the highest property, and it has a nice lakefront up there. So that's part of that is how do we get to that, make easy access, but also safety issues and get stuff cleared out so the police can keep an eye on it, residents in the area can keep an eye on it so we don't have problems out there as well. So.
Okay.
And those are all things we're looking for input on, what makes sense, what doesn't make sense, what will work.
Is this the meeting also that's all supposed to take place?
This is the kickoff meeting.
Kickoff meeting, okay.
If you can write down. If you have comments you want to state tonight, that's fine.
Because when we had meetings up at this little room up next door, where the people who were involved showed up and everybody sat around the table, we just discussed it. Mm-hmm. Everybody got to say what they felt and why, and everybody, and it was nice. You know, it was just a little pleasant discussion. It wasn't quite as formal as just sat out of chairs and just shouted out to each other. And I thought that kind of a meeting that we were like looking forward to. I noticed there's not a lot of people here that are the ones who were complaining about things aren't here. And I didn't have to knock on their doors and call them. I figure if they got the notice or they're out of town or whatever, they should be here, you know. And I don't see a lot of them here.
This is not going to be an overnight process or movement.
Right. There'll be
we started talking last fall about getting going
right. And
some clearing. We actually accepted the information in December. So
you got a time frame to do that to happen.
We've got volunteers to help. No, we don't. What can they do? What equipment can they use? Village liability wise, those things keep getting discussed back and forth. So Ron, our public works director, has set aside time for his.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, hold my hand. Do you want to hold the lady?
It's hard to clear a path to get the access.
Yeah.
We know we've got some junk out there that needs to be cleared, so those are our first baby steps. And then getting input, comments is part of the process. So that we can develop some type of outline for time frame of what steps we're going to take, the time frame of goals to get those things accomplished.
Right.
I got one question.
Name and address, please.
721 North Ocean Drive. I got one question. When everything has happened, what we just discussed earlier, the fishing pier, the park, the trail, who in the future, who's paying for the upcoming? Who is taking care for security? Who is in charge of paying for the cost?
That's all part of what we plan on discussing through the process. Part of it is with the Raleigh Dairy Park District willing to partner with us, find out what contributions they are willing to make. And they're always applying for grant funding for development of parks. We would probably do joint applications, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I mean, they're looking to see what's available, but those are all things that we want to put on the list of things we need to address in the development and maintenance of the park. So that's why we're asking for your input.
Because I didn't get his name.
Thank you, Venice. 7111 North Lakeview Drive.
Can you spell your last name?
Yeah. URBANEDC.
Thank you. Other input, comments? We know the desire would be to dredge the channel, and said anybody that's got a 5-gallon bucket, don't tell anybody you're doing it.
You know, I have one more thing. I'm with Dr. Willow from the Lake Commission at Eddie to help every year with the cleanup for the, around the lake. And 2 years back, I was calling in what you say. And the little boats will be cleaned up and the coal and the earth. The coal and the water. I really, really had a hard time to get out. And I'm a man that's strong, but it's really serious problem.
Yes. We don't know of any light safety grants that we can apply for to help
out. We look at a lot of grants and we keep looking. That's what I was looking.
Okay. I was thinking about it when Doug was giving his presentation. I don't think I mentioned it, that Doug is currently our only representative on lake management. We do have openings for voting members and other non-voting members, if people are interested in being part of the Lake Management Commission. So it seems we have more people here tonight than are interested in the area. If anybody's interested in volunteering, Doug can explain what he does and what the meetings are. So we're looking for help. Any other comments tonight?
Liz Paxley, Complaining South Road, Real Park. I was just wondering, you mentioned the possibility of getting volunteers to help clean out the park and what the liability was. Did you come to any conclusions about whether we could help with that, or do you know what the liabilities are? We're not sure yet.
One of the things was tools, and we're looking at reed whip type stuff would be okay.
You can use your own tools.
Rompers,
things like that. Yeah, you know. Over 18, you bring your own tools. Tools are acceptable. Hands, you know, obviously more than acceptable. There's still a liability associated with it. But I think Ron will take all the volunteers you can get absolutely to help clean that out. If you've not been back there.
I've been back there.
Yeah, so then there's a lot of material that's going to have to go back.
So are you going to organize a day and let the residents know?
Well, the first step was to clear the path so that we can get in there. And then once Ron's got that, then he can do a better assessment. And some of the items, it was a two-page outline that you had last meeting, right? And is that available to put on a website or something where people could see it? One of the things was once they get the trail cleared, if you get back to the garbage, then looking at staging areas, do we do storage within the site where Public Works can come in and load with equipment, or do we work on hauling out towards the street, things like that. So that was like step two.
Yes, step number three.
And I might ask that you consider some sort of similar thing with the dredging of the channel. I'd be willing to get in a community action project. If you're the only one with a line bucket, but I'm not going to be the only one with a bucket out there. So, everybody that's on the channel.
I guess our first step would be to do some engineering and permitting on it. And like I said, part of it was soils testing. I was involved in collecting soil samples on the channels and the beach. That's why I'm familiar with what some of it was. There was quite a bit of surveying that had to be done, cross sections to determine the depth of the silt to where you got to the solid bottom, estimating what the original bottom was, and then also looking at the excavate, what happens to the banks of the channel, so what can you feasibly take out without everything coming back in. So just the engineering alone, we could probably look into what Rowland Beach spent on it, so we could get a budget number of what we would need to look at for that, but that would be step one, is engineering and permits to do it. Then looking for spoil sites and that are acceptable in the second step before you go into the actual dredging.
Did Bromley Park have some dredge there in Lagoon?
That was actually the park district that
park
took over that park and did the dredging that. So we can look into what process they followed, what was involved, and what their costs were too, so that give us a better idea also. All good things, thank you.
Okay.
Just one final thing, and that's, I want to compliment Ron. I was involved initially in what might occur there to make a quick, good impression. And for years, I've asked people, can we push the edges back a little so there's less loitering there, less people leaving garbage and whatnot. And he took quick action on that. I walked the whole site with him, and the ideas that I helped to get, I'm seeing him put into play. So the village is listening to what people have to say, and I'm appreciative of that, especially because I have daughters who go through there on bikes or whatever to the beach, or as we go around the lake, and much safer now, much more open. There's been less dumping and whatnot, so the village is to be complimented.
Thank you. That's a good goal. Yeah. Anything else? Again, if you got comments, you write them down, drop them off, email them to the village, whatever. I'm going to process, and as we develop the stages, we'll try to keep everybody informed. Everybody that's here tonight, I hope, signed in, so we have contact. So, you know, make a note next to your name that you're interested in volunteering, whatever, so we can make sure we keep in contact. Okay. Thank you. Okay, on the crack ceiling. Lord, any other comments before we go on? Okay, crack ceiling then.
Look at this in comparison to the linear foot so that we can get the most for our money.
this way, the disappointment won't be quite as grand as it was the very first time.
Hopefully I can add some clarity, not confusion. I applied a factor called the crack factor, estimating for the length of a given street how many feet of crack are there on that street. I do not know that number precisely, but we will pay a sum bid for each foot of crack that is cleaned out and prepared to then receive some unknown poundage of crack sealer, which will be the other bid item. So it will be very important for my person as the project inspector to keep track of how many feet and how many pounds of sealing contracts are actually using each day that they're out working.
I in the past we were unable to spend the full amount because of the bidding process and we had X number of feet found and fell short. So the goal is to come as close to maximizing that. Okay, we can move that forward.
Yeah.
Washington Road Sanitary Sewer Line Work.
Lake County has a project that is nearing design completion to widen Washington Street from Shelbyville Cedar Lake to Gainesville Road. That work to be accomplished next construction season. The county is willing to allow us to keep the sanitary sewer in Washington Street in the current center line system. There is not a good option for one in relocating it out from under the proposed pavement. However, they very clearly want us to rehabilitate the existing sanitary sewer by a process we'll call cured-in-place lining. And that's what we're proposing to accomplish with Thatcher Woodman's lead to produce the design, to produce the specifications for bidding out the work. The work to be accomplished yet this calendar year to be done in advance of what Wake County's contractor coming next spring or summer. It's an established technology in cold cured in place and the lining.
And how many companies will be bidding for?
There's in Northern Illinois, there's probably three or four companies that do this type of work. So we'll get some bids. It's a sizable enough project that we should interest all those companies that do this type of work.
With respect to the technology, have you seen the jungle work? How successful has it been for us?
Very. We've done it in our municipality. It feels joint. The key group has improved minor deformation in the pipe.
And used for at least 30 years? 40 years? At least 30, I know.
Something like that. I'll take your word for it.
So is there a potential that as we go through this process, we're going to find some areas and spots that are perhaps a little more degraded? And
we've already televised the line for your leisure reading. This is a company that at one time had a monopoly.
Is it in the packet?
Can I pull it
up?
So you've already televised this, and you don't believe that we have any other pending monsters in the dark?
We've got two areas of concern, and that's actually looking at you work with us to see if in fact, and not just that agreement, and the company that will bid on this, during a pre-bid meeting, review the tapes also, so that everybody has confidence or discomfort on these two locations as to the advisability of the insured in place. What I can say is not a walk in the park for a tire mill sanitary sewer, but digging it up is not within our budget gap and cost to relocate. So if we have to do full repairs of these two locations,
we're still minimizing our overall cost.
Right.
How long is the coding method substantially able to keep us
years and years. The technology's been around for over 30 years, and original product, fiberglass impregnated fabric, that's pretty inert when it cures in place with hot water.
At least we go back in the record. I believe we've had done some pipelining in our filter, right?
So most of the pipelining we've done, what I'm told, is pushing a really tight through. That has certainly value, both with lots of laterals, house or business sewers becomes more problematic in pushing pipes.
Yeah, the in-situ form process, they actually have a mule that they send through and where you have service connections, the dimples into the service connection, the mule goes through with the cutter with the camera on it and actually cuts out that area so the service connection is an item. Where with the slip form, you would have to dig those up or do a section where there are no services.
On the roller, all flat, to get rid of some of the pipes. So it's been done locally, like I said, in the last month. I think, if you really keep your eyes open, get the back of the van, I'm sure we'll be happy to show you.
I've got a question, probably more for Mark and Steve. So in our budget for this item, and in our capital improvement plan, we get $25,000 budgeted, shown on there. Is there additional work that's going to need to be done to this, or did we not think we were going to be able to use this type of technology when we put the estimate together for the cost?
No, the cost estimate was done, assuming that technology, and just a rate for that. We're using different prices for different pipe sizes, and it was a number, but part of the budgeting process, though, didn't have the foresight of the actual televising that was done by Public Works to determine if there were any areas that may need repair, because a couple was, Ron was talking about, that are suspect, that aren't in here. This is just straight up lining will mature best, but we do have a little bit of so.
So 50,000 under budget is money we could potentially apply to something else.
Well, these numbers are, this, what the numbers you have are don't fully explain it. This is like the crack ceiling.
Of course, you can tell that it's engineering.
The total project is budgeted 75. This is 14.7 for doing the engineering, as Rob said, to do the specifications. The remaining 60,030 is a budgeted estimate
for
to actually do the work. That's correct.
And this one, sorry.
Yeah, I just wanted to say again, though, I think that it's probably close, but I think there's more work and it may be plus minus.
Questions? Move forward. Okay, special events updates.
It's very important. First update comes from National Bank. Do you want me to?
Sure, please. Thank you.
On August 7th at 5 p.m., everything is set to go for National Night Out. I don't know, a movie in the park, and a car cruising, and the balloon making guy, a puppet show, hot dogs, and the cones pop up, and hopefully no rain.
The portable road.
Thanks, I did. Charlie Fortune. So I would think it should be done.
You can come in to cook. I don't bother me to get off my live stream here before. I love you.
Yeah, I'll make a
that's a special meeting, that's the first Tuesday of the month?
That would be the second Tuesday of the month.
I think it's before, right?
Yeah. Do you want to try maybe the end of the following week, like the 9th or something, would that work for anybody?
I can check the other schedule.
The previous week?
The end of the previous week, previous Tuesday of the festival. All right, so the 14th is possible. Yes, July 24th is meeting at 7 p.m. here.
And hometown step date is?
August 18th.
From
11 to 9. We do have a few crafters starting to come in. I don't have a whole lot. In fact, I've only got two, but I've had a couple other calls into some interested. And so far, I've got about four or five informational booths. Let's see. Donations, crafter fees, vendor deposits, that total is $870. Expenses that show what we that haven't occurred yet but will, you know, by the time we pay vans and the flyers, we're putting a flyer in the water bill for August. And we're already up to $2,110. So
well, something that budget that would be only a year saved, that kind of amount is our bill fund.
Right, it's still, yeah, our, even after we've spent that money, we still have over $6,000 in that fund.
Right.
But, you know, we still want to keep for future. What if it rains or something happens, you know, that we've had really good luck the last few years, and, yeah.
I want to make sure it's through the public that was not our tax dollars.
No, they've all been donation funds. So, yeah, this year we've had to do a music license, which was $320. We're going to have Magic Dave along with the four bands. So just a little something different for the kids. And it's a family show, so it's just not kids. So it'll be a little something different. Other than that, it seems to be going well. I'll have to get the contact for maybe Pete for the fan for the tail leaf.
This year we have a timetable set up to publish. We were concerned about that in the past. We had gotten our schedule tightened up enough to get it out ahead of time, and I think we're far ahead scheduling wise this year.
We did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great.
Great job.
Any other questions?
No. Okay, natural hazards plan update.
Mr. Mayor, from these, in your packets you have the agenda item summary for the all natural hazards mitigation plan, as they call it. We have one book in the village, but you were provided with a link online. If you would like a copy of this, make a copy. Please let me know, and I can get you the whole copy. Otherwise, it is available online, and you have the link. Basically, what this is every 5 years, sometimes go to the EPA, federal government required that this plan be developed and approved by the Illinois EPA. In order to get federal grants. And what this plan is essentially is a review. It was a process the mayor and I started a year and a half ago with other municipalities and stakeholders and Lake County Stormwater Management to head up the project to identify the hazards and then prioritize the hazards with the public participation and everything else. This plan was published. It is currently approved by the IPA and currently was approved by the Lake County Board. So it's our option to approve it now. I would suggest that we do need to approve it. You do have to have the plan in place, and that's what this is. You have to have that plan in place to get any grants. already stated. So if funds do become available in the future for the village to take action on anything that this is intended to address, which is things like tornadoes, fires, floods, things of that nature, our major hazards are probably tornadoes, storms, and winter snowstorms. We do have some areas that are prone to flooding, such as the Ace parking lot, for example, the that location we've been working on essentially meets what the objectives of the plan are to try and identify hazards and reduce the flooding. Now, this doesn't require any resource expenditures, and as I said, we do need to approve in order to get grant funds if they ever become available in the future.
So the deadline is October 13th, I believe is the date?
October 31st, 2012. In your packet, you'll have the proposed resolution that would adopt the plan, as well as frequently asked questions, and then the brief executive summary summarizing all of the details of how it was developed, the assessment, and the guidelines and the goals. So, with that, I'd be happy to entertain any questions.
Okay, I have one. I want to waiver it. I think we have to do it. My question is, you talked about it doesn't require any funds at this point. Do we have any idea of actions that we would need to take in the future to become compliant with this?
We are compliant with this. We currently have an emergency operating plan. We reviewed it after this was done. We are a National Flood Insurance Program member. The building department has access to floodplain maps and control building in the floodplains. What this says is that when funds become available and you want to look at opportunities, use these goals and guidelines to develop those plans.
But we don't have anything specific that we're really looking at because we done
a lot of it already. No, and exactly. There's nothing specific in it. It's, if you want to build, tornadoes or weather is a high risk for our area.
Right.
If we decided we wanted to build tornado shelters or provide funds for more secure rooms in people's homes, that's the type of thing, this is the type of actions that this recommends to meet the guidelines, but there's no requirement. If you wanted to, you could, but we, as I said, we manage the FEMA floodplain building. We also, looking at the ACE drainage problems that we can over there.
We have air plans.
Yeah, we do, when Ron's working on, obviously, updating that and redeveloping that. But
probably the siren maintenance would be one of the proactive items.
Absolutely.
Show that you're trying to meet your goals.
Yeah, some communities don't even have sirens. Excellent.
One of the things that we go through on SMC, some communities have the floodplain buyout things, which we don't have in LA. Developing regional stormwater management may fall under some things that would be grant capable for us. It would be mitigating potential flood hazards. And this is one of the more positive interactions with the Lake County government, and SMC does a good job of spearheading the Lake County Emergency Management Service team all work together for benefit for our communities.
Good, thank you. Call for that.
Yeah, I will add just one more comment. There is one resource. Annually, we have to attend a meeting, and the resolution I propose that I go to the meetings and discuss any updates, plans, changes, recommendations, things like that. So just a couple hours.
Okay.
There's really no downside.
Yeah.
And part of it working with the county with the storm events where there is options for state and federal aid on it by having the county plan in place, they've got information already gathered that helps them apply for those emergency funds. It's all part of it. So, we want to give people a chance to review the plan and bring it up a month from now.
Yeah, so that's good. That, yeah, it's time to read it if anybody wants to develop any questions.
Who needs a month?
Yeah, you know, whenever you're talking about something that needs to be the needs of the community, health, safety, and welfare, and this is pretty straightforward. Right. I agree with you, Greg. I think this is a, pretty much a no-brainer.
We would still encourage you to look through the plan so you understand what's included.
Absolutely. But again, I still say that if you're ensuring the health, safety, and welfare,
so, the pleasure is to move it forward.
Yeah.
Okay. Move forward for approval.
That's a great week.
Okay, village code revision for subdivision and plan development.
We've been in the process for a long time, a couple of years, doing the subdivision code and the plan development to like make it easier. Similar to the ARC code, to make it easier for developers, identify some standards, update the plan with respect to impact fees that we have the ability to charge, make it more accurate with population estimates and things of that nature, as well as the engineering standards. And that was done, like I said, over a period of time by hearing with the Plan Commission and Zoning Board of Appeals. They finished it, we got it through legal, and I want to report that Joyce and Martha have completed all the work on the website. That you now can go in and pull down packets. And this is one of the, people committed all of the board meeting packets. So what I'd like to do is, this is one of those that you probably should read also. Let me know if you like hard copies of it, but give the website a test. On there you will see under the meeting section, just above the, or, you know, below the dates for the meetings, where it's got the agenda, minutes, and audio, you'll see a section that says pull up the meeting package for board meeting, committee of the whole. Subdivision code and plan development code is also tabbed there too. I'd like you to take a look at that, see if it's really what you want. This is a, I didn't make copies because it's, you know, it's like a half an inch double sided. So I figured this was an opportunity where you get that a test drive, see if it works for you. Let me know who wants hard copies of this to review it. And then we can, you know, also talk about in the future, if the website download of the packets works, let us know, and then let Joyce know, and then we don't have to provide copies anymore to those who don't want it, and we can give the hard copies out for the meetings ahead of time, also, if you do want it. But it also provides opportunity for the public to also see those too. They'll have the same information that you get at
house. How soon will the meeting on the website?
No later than Friday.
That Friday, then.
I don't know, Joyce, you want to add? Yeah, it worked a lot on it.
Yeah, it's going to be the same as when we get the packets out, when we have all the information. So as soon as I get all the information, sometimes Thursday, sometimes it's Friday morning, but we always try to have it by Wednesday.
Right.
You did. There is still some tweaking to do. When I put the committee as a whole in there, you'll see, two-sided. Well, not all changes were two-sided, so there's some blank pages. So there's some work I need to do, you know, in order to do, like, right.
Yeah.
So, I'll approve on that. But this was just a test run. We just, you know, put it in there, and the regular meeting, everything was in there except the treasurer's report. I kind of felt that that goes online anyway. Mm-hmm. At least for the first time, I didn't include it. Pretty down the road, we get into it, you know. But those pages too, because they're a different tradition. They're this way when you, you know, bring it up, so you'll, on the computer, just have to rotate your picture.
Treasurer's report was imposed.
It's not supposed to go after it's approved.
Well,
So, yeah.
So maybe something like that is the same.
What do you care if the candles put you to?
I'm doing my agenda packet right now. Not bragging.
And she did. She was able to pull it up and save it. And
did you get feedback from her?
I was supposed to get feedback from Mike after tonight. You know, he liked it because it's the first he's been paper. So.
Yeah, then we take it and then we put in the bookmarks and stuff, so I have every agenda item bookmarked.
Yeah, see, there's one more.
So I can take a look right to it.
Right.
And you can send that back to Joyce.
Well,
thank you, Joyce, for taking on this issue.
Oh,
making a lot of us very happy.
Good.
I think this also actually takes another little ticket off of our bucket list of things for transparency as well. So, again, we're hitting a lot of marks, and thank you for it. You did a great job.
So, on the subdivision code, please let me know if you'd like and then we'll bring that, though, in 2-3 weeks, whatever, 2-3 weeks, after you had that time to look at
it. Suggested new topics that we haven't brought up so far. Executive session.
And the result of the comments that were made earlier is, and I don't know if we're ready for the next meeting, but do we want to talk about potential actions for the Round Lake issues? Or do we have, you know, I'm relatively new to this, have we already talked to us to death? Are there any actions? The Round Lake issues that were presented today, the
I think the biggest issue is funding.
Okay.
It's a seven-figure project. Okay. We have budget numbers, I can share those.
Are you already prepared? Are you ready to pass?
Okay. Yeah, you know, maybe a little bit dated, but 2-3 years tops.
And I think making people aware of those numbers would show what we're up against.
Yeah. And what's significantly variable in that, too, is shoreline stabilization, as the mayor did mention.
Yeah.
If you don't stabilize the shoreline on private property,
so maybe as a discussion item, to your point, just to highlight research that's been done in the past and some specific numbers.
Hey, we include that with the park development discussion. That part of the project.
We did something similar also on the website as far as the railroad, what we've done, what the cost was at that point, the study that we've done. So as the issue comes up, this is a project that's going to do that.
Oh, the train?
Several people ask at different meetings over the years.
Yeah, until the Lake County Board changes, you won't get that because they will not participate in unincorporated areas. That's part of our area. It's as simple as that.
So with the Lake County, so we got to change the Lake County Board.
Lake County Board believes that.
It has to do with the railroad crossing improvements on the county roads as well.
Yes, must be our cost of that, just for example, like $600,000.
All right.
So those things have been already done, so I think we should have like a link or something that will show that.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, we have that published, that information.
Yeah, really done. Uncovered.
Okay.
May I ask another question that's kind of unrelated, but while we're here, if I may. Chief, I was just wondering how highway's going.
He's doing well. He actually, today's the first day that he's starting to get up and play a little bit for us. It is cancer eventually. I don't know if it's sugar. One kind of situation is where there's one land or urban division and there's some energy in that area. Next week they're going to look at, but trying to pin the type of cancer down a little bit more before they decide what type of chemotherapy needs and how much it will be. But we should look at that next week.
You have spoken a little bit, and maybe you can share that with the rest of the board. What is our contingency? Should we be using a dog to do those services at this particular juncture?
If we need a dog, we can call. We have, it's a mutual understanding between the departments. When highways develop rolling, Lake County needs a dog, they call us. If we need a dog, we call Elder on the beach or whoever else has a dog at the time. We put out a message, and as soon as the dog is available right now, the town that everyone works in will put their hand up and usually we've never had any trouble.
I don't know, just want to ask you
would normally come, but they have some things going on with our dog. I'm not sure if we're going to be
involved. Is the top possible carrying our dog?
Yeah.
Will we be able to reach out to other agencies? Would they be able to be willing to put on a show with maybe some other dog?
We can try them that night. There's a big demand everywhere.
But I mean, even maybe not with the police dog, but another dog can help promote their business as well as help their game. Basically, explain our causes for highway a little bit more as well.
Piece in the foreground was where the
36 inch diameter storm. So we use the daylight before we put the pump station in, before we built the 18 inch, and before the school filled in the ground to make the practice ball field. Uh, 18 inch coming in to that last section of 36. Lifting the pieces out. If you recall, one of the reasons I committed to going and doing this work was the county jet rod nozzles in about right there. It has been gift wrapped and returned to the county for the Works Department. That same picture you saw, but put it in twice. This is the channel. We did have County Public Works come and jet rod and vacuum out the 36 inch. As well as the 18 inch to get it as clean as possible so that we have a fighting chance of via the manhole to keeping the pipe clean. Yes, I will take it Christmas present for our own jet rodder vacuum truck. We need one for the extent of the sewer sanitary storm that we have. This is the 18-inch storm sewer coming from the pump station about 100 feet to the east. This is inside the catch basin, and the other 18-inch is heading north to the 36. So again, with county help, we got it all clean, and that's with a critical step in and of itself. I underestimated the amount of rock for bedding and backfill, and that was another cost increase. We purchased that locally from Steve Olson Trucking. So the manhole first section is in place. Now, the rock that you saw in the former picture, there's a base which is covered, you can't see. The 18-inch going in there and then connecting to the 36. I got some pictures out of sequence, and I was back there in between. This is another, I apologize, this computer and I still have some learning to do. That's, again, that 18 inch back towards the pump station.
That was almost completely blocked.
I'm sorry?
That was almost completely blocked.
Yes. Somehow the picture's got that sequence. The new sections of manhole being delivered by the low bidder at a late year. We had to dig down about 2 feet below the 36 inch because of the soft clay, and therein again my underestimating of the need for rock, stone to get good bedding to support the manhole. The 18 to come into the manhole, the 36 heading towards the high school parking lot. Finished inside. The finished manhole. We're now done backfilling. No good way to compact the clay soil, so we fundamentally have a loose fill. It will settle. The school knows that. They know we'll be there to level it. They've been very supportive of this work. That's it.
Maybe one summary comment. As the mayor came out to help do some surveying, the 36-inch has a negative slope, and i.e. it's a back pitch into the manhole. That's not good. All the more reason to have access for cleaning it. Although this is not something we knew because we had no access to survey any of this without a manhole. Fortunately, the 18 drinking waters has enough elevation and head, it will push the water through the 36 inch toward the parking lot to that, if you recall, buried manhole that's now been unburied. Not a good situation. It's something Mark and I and Kurt have talked about, associated with Cedar Valley Park Pond Regional Detention. This system playing a critical role in that. We will have to look at what to do with this back pitch problem on the storage system. Okay. Good that we learned that now. Good that we've got plenty of chance of maintaining it. Not good that we have not maintained it for years and years. My intention is not to offer it. Thank you for letting me do this.
How many of our employees were involved in doing
this? How many? There were four out there at the maximum at any time. And it was the same four, except Kevin Amon had scheduled vacation sometime, so he was there for 2 days, and then replaced him with Craig Harris. But it was a good team overcoming some obstacles and learning. We will do a critique. To focus on what did we learn, what would we do different, what would we do better. But again, I'm real proud of the guys, and I appreciate the support for running us through this.
I'm sure that all the safety were in place, the trespass was needed to use.
We hadn't opened up the hole enough that we did not need a trench cut. We were spotting for each other at that clay soil in some regards is stable, but not something you want to measure life on.
So no sparring is used?
I'm sorry?
No sparring or anything like that?
No sparring because of the width of the opening. If it was a smaller trench, yeah, we would short it.
Would you please tell the guy who I thank him?
I certainly will. The doors only open, coffee pots are on. I think they'd like to hear that from you directly.
Okay. Thank you for sharing.
Thanks.
Anything else? Motion to adjourn?
A second.